This is Goals with Soul, the podcast for visionary coaches and entrepreneurs, building your business with inspired action. In alignment with your mission and authentic message, so you can create impact for your soul clients and feel lit up every day. I'm your host, Jo Ingram, married mum of three daughters from London and a former ad agency director turned business coach and strategist. In Goals with Soul, we blend revenue generation with energetics, marketing strategies with pranic healing, and ambitious business goals with our soul's desires. If you're looking to build your business with less efforting and more ease, this is the podcast for you. Let's dive in. Welcome to Goals with Soul. I'm Joanna Ingram, and the subject of today's episode is community. But first, let me take you on a little journey into my not so distant past and why community is something that's so close to my heart, and I'm so excited to share my special guest with you today. Well, I have always been someone who is happy to operate alone when it comes to business. Sure, very social, but not very good at asking for support. Perhaps that resonates with you too. I've always believed that I can do it myself, or even do it better myself. And what a damaging and limiting belief to have throughout, well, a good part of 40 odd or more years. I believe that when I was growing up, and I know this to be true, or as true as I can, because I went through a past life regression that gave me incredible insight combined with an amazing breathwork session, and everything changed. But I digress. Let me take you back. So when I was just under 2 years old, my younger sister was born. My sister, Sarah, who is going to be my guest on an episode coming along soon. And you'll get to meet her and see how extraordinary she is with her battle with ovarian cancer. But let's go back. So baby sister comes along. And 2 years old, and I had this memory, a regression memory, of standing in my parents' lounge all alone. Mum was upstairs with a new baby, Dad wasn't there either, and all I could remember or think was, I just got to get on with this on my own. I'm on my own. And what a belief to take on board when you're barely 2 years old. And it was that belief that then led me through all the years. If you want it done, do it yourself. If you want it done well, do it yourself. Don't ask for support. You don't really need it. You can do it on your own. And I guess to some degree that served me well because I achieved a lot. I graduated top of my class. I went off to Tokyo and I worked there and had extraordinary adventures, landed a top job at Ogilvy & Mather upon my return and proceeded to work my way up the ladder in advertising. And it was all about achievement, getting it done, doing it for myself, taking radical responsibility. And I felt immense pride in this. So no wonder that when I launched my own business, I thought I have to do this all on my own too. And also no wonder that only what, 6 months later, 8 months later, I was in immense burnout. I was trying to do it all alone. And sure, we could get in debates about delegation. That's been something that I've had to learn and I'm getting so much better at. But it was more than that. It was feeling that I had to operate in a vacuum and be alone, make this work without a support network of people that really understood me. And it all came crashing down around that burnout. One of the big insights that I drew, well, first of all, from the breathwork session I mentioned, I realized that I was never alone, that I was always supported by spirit and the universe. And I mean, that was like a radical spiritual moment for me. Although I grew up Jewish, I did not grow up religious. And I honestly believe that that was one of the first sort of spiritual moments that I've genuinely had where I realized that I'm always supported by a higher power. And that was something. But in addition to that, the realization came that I'd been a lone wolf in my business. And that word just kept coming through, lone wolf, like hunting ground, trying to make this work, doing it all on my own. And I realized that that didn't have to be the case. To the contrary, there were vast communities of like-minded kindred spirit women out there building businesses that I could be part of. And it wasn't just feeling the support, although that was the first initial desire and perhaps the most important thing that came. But from that grew collaborations and new ideas, innovations, and even new clients. Everything came because I was having conversations. And that then led me earlier this year to hold my first retreat with my amazing partner, Pip. And we called that retreat the Connection Retreat. It was for women who really want to start to develop those relationships and those collaborations and connections. First of all, because it feels blinking marvelous. And secondly, because it opens up magic, synchronicities that lead to extraordinary growth. Even on this podcast, I realized that when I started my interview season, it was an opportunity to meet so many new people, people I've gone on to do amazing collaborations with as guest experts in each other's groups. But also, I've connected with some of the leading lights within our industry, having interviewed Susie Ashworth and Lisa Johnson's interviews coming along soon. And I've got more exciting collaborations and interviews lined up. And all this came because I opened to collaboration and community. And that's why I'm so excited to introduce today's guest, Anna Wolfman, who's the founder and CEO of the FemUnify Skill Exchange membership, which is all about female entrepreneurs, coaches, and freelancers exchanging their services and expertise to help each other build and grow their businesses. Anna started FemUnify when she was on maternity leave with her second baby and bravely took the leap, resigning from her corporate job to go all in. She's now blazing the way as a community curator to help female entrepreneurs build their businesses faster, smarter, and together. Networking is a fundamental part of the value that they offer within that community. And it's built on the belief that support and collaboration is what accelerates growth. Let's dive in. Anna, welcome to Goals with Soul.
Thank you so much, Joanna, for having me. I am so excited to be here.
Me too, because the topic we're covering today is not one that I've touched on Goals with Soul to date, and yet it is such an important one. It's about networking. It's about building out who we collaborate with and elevating so much about our business. And that is what I'm all about and Goals with Soul focuses on. It's like how to elevate our business in alignment and with ease. So networking just seems such a missed opportunity for anyone that's not doing it. And I'm actually really excited to dive into specific questions because I have got a few. But before I do, Anna, I'd love to understand a little bit about how you've become such an expert and specialist in this networking area.
Thank you. So I think networking is so important in every single part of our business in order to leverage ourselves. And really, networking is all about building relationships. And when you think about what business is all about, right, it doesn't matter how passionate we are, how tenacious, how transformational our services are. At the end of the day, business is all about people. And it's about the network of people that we have and can access and can nurture as well. And just a little bit of background about me. I'm actually a fairly new entrepreneur. I've spent 13 years in the corporate world. And so I used to dread networking. It just the word networking was kind of icky to me. And it felt like you're just out there. I had these like traditional thoughts of, you know, sweaty handshakes and giving out business cards, which is kind of what it started out as. But you very quickly realize how much your network is necessary and how important it is to nurture a network if you want to advance and grow both in your professional career, but also in entrepreneurship. And so I can confidently say that every single opportunity that I've had, every single job that I've got, every single collaboration opportunity in my business has been through the power of networking, because networking allows you to leverage yourself and it gives you access to opportunities, to people, introductions. And it's so, so important if you want to grow faster and if you want to grow your influence and have opportunities with other people. And so I think networking is often one of those things that's either not talked about or really misrepresented to some degree, where people tend to think of it as more transactional in nature, as more, you know, quantity over quality. A lot of people associate it with specifically getting clients, which is an indirect way of doing that, but it's really not oftentimes people use networking as a means to get clients, and that's kind of short-sighted to look at it that way. And so it's really important to look at networking as a much broader relationship building skill and tool to be able to have a powerful network in order to help you grow your business.
Absolutely. And I think you're right when you say about networking having negative connotations. Certainly the word does, because we think to ourselves, networking, that sounds like hard work for little reward, or I've got to go in like with a pitch. I've got to go and pitch myself hard. And I mean, certainly, well, I'm sure get onto this. There is an element of that we shouldn't overlook about representing yourself in a strong,
absolutely,
positive way that people can easily understand. But one thing that really brought this home to me was I was helping new coaches to get their first few clients. And there was something that I had been taught, which I was then lucky enough to pass on, which was when you want to get your first clients, they are probably already in your network. And yet we work our butt off to try and get cold traffic on social, which is absolutely part of growth. But we completely overlook the fact that if we just spoke out more to people who already know us, would start to spread the word. Do you find that people are resistant and they're quite short-sighted in that they're not seeing that it's right in front of them? And it doesn't mean networking in the old sense. It just means reaching out and talking to people.
Exactly, exactly. And you know what? People get so good and so focused at growing their following, growing their email subscribers, presenting themselves on social media and growing their influence on social media, which is important. Don't get me wrong. I don't discount that at all. But oftentimes people don't focus on growing their actual network, which is really just relationship building with people. Because your network, the way that I see it is, it's beyond just getting your one or two next clients. Having a powerful, well-connected network can open opportunities that can 10x your business, that can have that can give you incredible opportunities, maybe for speaking, maybe for being part of a mastermind. Having relationships with people also has this interconnectedness effect, because when you truly build powerful, strong, nurtured relationships with people, you plug into their network, and that network effect can grow and multiply, and your reach can just multiply. And so, you know, there's a powerful quote that I absolutely love by Robert Kiyosaki that says, "The richest people in the world look for and build networks. Everybody else looks for work." Mm. And we so often focus on just looking for the work, and we miss the opportunity that building those powerful networks and connections and relationships and nurturing them can really lead to so many opportunities, introductions, resources, insights, learning, right? All of these amazing, amazing things that in turn can then help you grow your business through that interconnectedness and through those relationships. Because when you build a powerful network, you have trust. You have like the social currency and trust in this network. And that can lead to tremendous opportunities, both for clients, both for opportunities to elevate your business, to leverage yourself. And so, yes, I think so often people look beyond that. They focus on the social media or the other things which are part of it. But I think prioritizing networking and prioritizing nurturing that network is so, so important. And it's like, I see it as planting seeds for many, many opportunities to come. And it is a long-term play. It's definitely a long-term play. If you approach your networking just to get, you know, your next sale or close your next deal, you're approaching it all wrong. It is not about that. It is an important and sustainable and long-term strategy to build your network. And you know that wherever you go, if you switch businesses, if you start completely from scratch in a different industry and field, you can take your network with you and you can have a leg up anywhere you go.
Yes, it's so true. And this is really quite close to my heart, because my first year in business, I later described myself as a lone wolf. I don't know why I picked that, but I saw myself as, you know, hungrily trying to do all the things, but very much in a silo, very much independent. Like, there's a whole background behind that, why I think that I should be able to do everything myself and I don't reach out for support. And yeah, that's the whole story. But I think in my business, that one of the symptoms of that is that I hadn't prioritized network building. I was thinking if I just fill my calendar with chats, in inverted commas, I'm just going to be even more busy. And actually, if I just get on with working out a direct marketing strategy and building content and doing all these things, then I was doing it the right way. But when I realized that after I had burnout and everything was just too much, I reviewed my whole business strategy and this big realization, this breakthrough, I don't want to be a lone wolf. I love relationships, particularly love chatting to women, which is my thing. I just love being in that feminine conversation. And from that point forward, started to prioritize networking and community. And I mean, just as an example, and I'd love to hear some of your stories, Anna, but for me, a good example is the most wonderful Kelly Mosser. She's a phenomenal coach, and she's particularly nowadays teaches about podcast guesting. And I met with her and we ended up guesting on each other's podcasts. And actually some people reached out quite a lot from her podcast and wanted to know more about my work. And in fact, somebody listening right now might be like, that's how I came to your podcast, from hearing you on Kelly Mosser's show. And in fact, later this week, she and I have got a catch up about how we can support each other more. No agenda. We're just like, okay, this is clearly aligned. We've got similar people listening into our shows. We help in adjacent ways. And for me, that's like, whoa, that's so synergistic and beautiful. And that would never have happened if we hadn't have just said, hey, you look cool. Do you want to chat? You're a friend of a friend or whatever. We got an intro. And that's made a real difference, not just to my business. Sure, it is really nice to get people leaning in towards my business, of course. But actually, it makes me feel so lovely to have another friend in the industry, somebody that I can bounce stuff off of, somebody that's supporting me, and not just Kelly, a number of people I'm in those kinds of relationship with. Is that how it's happening in your business too?
Absolutely, 100%. And I love your entire story and everything you've shared, because I think you've hit the nail on the head in so many different ways that, you know, if you would have just approached each other in terms of trying to pitch each other, sell each other services, it probably would have not worked out as well. It is about seeing opportunities beyond just the next client. It is about finding those synergistic opportunities and about opportunities to collaborate, to support one another, to expand each other's reach and give each other a platform that is bigger than what you would have achieved completely on your own. It is about building that community. And you now have access to somebody that can support you with knowledge, with introductions, and also the fact that it takes time and it takes nurturing and it takes give and take. That is another huge, huge thing about networking, is there is a huge give and take relationship there, right? It's oftentimes people approach networking as, oh, I need to go and pitch myself, or I, you know, my 2 minutes in the spotlight of sharing everything that I need to know about my business. Of course, it's important to have your elevator pitch and to be able to represent yourself and what it is that you do. But at the end of the day, the key and the secret sauce to networking is actually to offer value first, to lead with value, to lead with giving and sharing, because that is the fastest way to build that trust and that credibility to then have confidence to make those introductions, to invite each other on each other's podcasts, to continue to support one another and open up doors. And so absolutely, I've had very similar stories in my own business. Even starting out when I didn't really know what I wanted to do, I started by reaching out to my network with absolutely no agenda. It literally started with, let me just connect with other entrepreneurs I have in my network and just ask questions. What it is that you do? How did you start? How did you come up with idea with this idea? What are some of the challenges that you've experienced? And so even just having those casual conversations not only allows me to continue to nurture that network and maintain those relationships, but exposes me to this whole new world that actually gave me the confidence to start my own business. So at the very basic level of just reaching out to your own network, even when you're starting to think something could be so incredibly powerful and giving you that confidence and giving you that learning. And often there's like this kind of like domino effect. They're like, oh, I have a friend, you should speak to her, you know, and introductions are just genuinely made when you start out with just speaking to people with no agenda. So that's like the very basic way. Is I wouldn't have even started my entrepreneurial journey if it wasn't for tapping into my network and asking my entrepreneurial friends a bunch of questions. And then beyond that, every other step, I have been invited to be a speaker and to participate in summits that if I would not have had an introduction, I would have never had a way in, because there are minimum requirements for the number of people on your email list, or, you know, the number of things that you would have done is things that I didn't have. I haven't reached at that point yet, but it's because I had an introduction through somebody who knew me and trusted me. And it's because I led with value that I was able to get my way into some amazing summits and speaking engagements that have given me an opportunity to share my message, share my voice. But of course, it's not just about the introduction. You have to follow through. You have to lead with value. You have to show up. You have to support people. You have to genuinely understand and care about what are their goals? What are their objectives? How can I support them? Can I help make other introductions? So this particular summit, one of the ways that I supported this lady is I helped make introductions as well and helped bring more people into her summit. So where I lacked in perhaps my number of email subscribers that didn't quite make the cut to be in this summit, I had supported her in other ways because I had made introductions to other speakers and helped her grow. I had promoted the summit to my own people and my own membership. I've invited her to speak in my membership as well to give her an opportunity, because a big part of networking is reciprocity as well. And so these are just some of the examples, but even another example is I was able to get a high-profile mentor for my business, somebody who is very well connected in venture capital and is a successful entrepreneur that writes for Entrepreneur Magazine. And even that is something that I got through my network, through introductions, and being able to have this type of level of coaching and mentorship and support and access to connections is just a game changer for business. All boils down to networking and doing networking right.
I love how you put that. And interestingly, what's coming to me at this point is this idea of synergies and in being opportunities. And synergies are something that when you're in that soulful space and you trust the universe has your back, you're looking for signs, signals, synergies that things are heading in the right direction. But none of this old-fashioned secret stuff where we sit around calling out a few affirmations and wait for magic to happen. Instead, we have to make the magic happen for ourselves. We've got to put ourselves in situations where those synergies can happen. And nothing is more aligned with that than this idea of networking. This idea, if we reach out and just have a conversation, it's like following the breadcrumbs. One conversation leads to an introduction with a different person, and there is a conversation, and that leads to two other conversations. And suddenly, something very magical happens down the line, something you didn't expect, something that happens for your business, some partnership, whatever it might be. But had you not reached out and just with an open heart had that first conversation, you wouldn't have ever been open to truly inviting the universal magic in and whatever that might lead to. So I just got that download. I'm like, this is important, because when we all sit on Instagram and wait to go viral, we're going to wait a long time. We need to start having human to human conversations and inviting the magic in that way.
Absolutely. And I love that you said that, because oftentimes we cannot foresee the outcome and the results and the opportunities that will open up from networking. And it absolutely requires a certain level of trust, along with genuine commitment and generosity and time. But you're right, there is a magic to it that you simply cannot explain and you simply cannot quantify. And you have to trust the fact that if you approach it with genuine interest, with intention to build a network, to nurture that network, to help other people, to be a connector, to support people, to offer value, to find these synergistic opportunities, these opportunities will open up. And you will get that invitation to certain things, or you will get the introduction with the right person that can completely change, your course, that can create huge, tremendous opportunities in your business. And so that is why oftentimes when people approach networking as just a funnel for their next client, it's kind of short-sighted. They're not seeing the big opportunities and the magic that can happen. And also, again, if you change and pivot, maybe your following might not be relevant at that point, but your network is yours to stay, because it is connected to you as a human being, as a person. And so oftentimes I find that I don't think I could have grown as much in my business and my entrepreneurial journey if it wasn't for my network. And starting out and making the big jump and the leap from corporate to entrepreneurship, kind of similar to you when you sort of felt like a bit of a lone wolf at first, I felt like I'm kind of on my own. Like I'm starting completely from scratch. I'm doing something that was completely unrelated to my corporate career. And at first I sort of felt like I'm literally starting from the bottom up. And then I quickly realized I'm actually not, because I have built so many assets and so many skills during those years in corporate. I'm not starting from the bottom, even though I'm starting from the beginning in a new journey. I'm not starting from the bottom because I already have these amazing assets, like the power of my network and my connections and the skills that I have acquired. And you put that together and you can know that you can trust and grow in any other new area in your business. And I think something like that is so powerful.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to get down to the nitty gritty of the how-tos, because if someone's listening right now and going, you know what, I'm quite compelled to do this, I haven't done it enough, these guys have made some really good points here. But oftentimes we then get stuck with the, but where exactly do I network, right? I'm like sitting at home on my Zoom screen 99% of the day on like just thinking, well, how? So getting started, how do people network?
Perfect. So first thing is I'd say, and I think we touched on it up until this point, but you got to reframe what networking is about, right? Networking is not going to be successful if you see it as this like icky kind of self-promotional thing. It is not. So first thing is, let's reframe it. It is about building relationships. It is about opening up opportunities. It is about finding these types of synergies. It is actually a very, very powerful tool. So first thing is, let's kind of reframe that. Once we're there, the best way to start is start small. Start with your own existing circle of networks. Your network is comprised of any of your friends, any of your colleagues, your neighbors, anybody who you know that you have any kind of relationship with. And so start people you've worked with in the past, clients you've built rapport with, any collaborators or partners you've supported before. Start by reaching out to people. Tap into your existing network first, because sometimes it can be scary to think about growing it. So tap into your existing network first, prioritize it, make it a point to reconnect with people. And again, suspend your agenda. Just connect with people to catch up, to hear about what they're working on, what they're doing, what are they struggling with right now, and just be authentic, be you. That's another like really big thing is you got to be genuine and be authentic. The next thing I'd say is you want to look for opportunities in communities. So when you want to start thinking about growing your network, look for different communities that specifically support networking. So if you're a female entrepreneur, look for communities that bring together other female entrepreneurs, like-minded people, people in similar journeys. Don't be afraid of being in competition with people. It's not about competition. It's all about collaboration. In fact, I urge you to even connect with other people that you see as competitors, because I promise you there's so many opportunities to support one another. So there's definitely lots of online communities, Facebook groups, memberships. Look for communities where you feel like you belong and you're supported. So female entrepreneurship communities, people that are in a similar industry than you, people that are outside of your industry. Different opportunities, even based on hobbies. If you like knitting, join communities for knitting. It's all about just building relationships with people that you have some sort of a common grounds with and connecting with them. Because even that network for and that community for knitting, I promise, can open so many opportunities when people truly get to know you and you can support one another. And that's kind of like an ongoing thing. It's not like a let's stop, you know, let's just make a goal and whatever. Being part of communities and networking and connecting with people is an ongoing thing. The next thing that I'd say is when you are actually meeting with people, you want to focus on building genuine relationships. And it's a give and take building relationships. You got to listen to people. You got to take a genuine interest. Yes, you need to have your elevator pitch prepared so that you could share and talk about what you're all about. But it's actually about leading with value and leading with interest in other people. Ask people questions. Take a genuine interest. Find common grounds. Where are they from? Do they have kids? You know, find common themes to connect with people so that you have that relatability and that trust with each other, and then lead with offering value. I always urge people in networking, before you ask for anything, offer to help in some way. Share your expertise, share your advice, share your tips, offer to support them in some way. That is always such a powerful, powerful way to truly build that trust. You will build trust so much faster when you lead with value, and you will build that connectedness so much faster. And then last but not least is the follow-up. It's not enough to just make an initial connection. Oftentimes people just focus so much on let's just cast a wide net and connect with as many people as possible. It's not about that. It's quality over quantity. And so part of that is maintaining and nurturing and following up. Just like if you got a new email subscriber, you're not going to expect to convert them into a sale without nurturing them first. Same thing with a relationship. You cannot expect to truly build that powerful relationship without nurturing. So that means, you know, stay in touch, send an email, send a message, check in, follow them on social media and comment on their, you know, on their podcasts, on their socials, support them, be present, you know, in their lives to build that trust. And that follow-up is really going to build those sustainable, long-term nurturing relationships so that when the time comes, those opportunities will open up because you will have that reciprocal relationship where people will know also what you're looking for and how they can support you. And they will want to support you as well because you have nurtured this type of relationship.
Oh, that's so much great information. Thank you. I'm like, what shall I talk about first? Because it's brought up a lot of thoughts to me because indeed you and I met through a networking organization that we're both members of, and you run your own networking membership as well. And I would love to dive in a minute about into how you encourage your members to get the most value from each other and what exactly that entails. Because I know some people are like, value sounds great, but like, I don't know what exactly I would offer. What if I'm the weaker member of the collaboration? I'm not feeling secure in this as yet. And I'm sure that it's a matter of just reframing what it is that you actually have to value. But I would love to add just a quick comment that's come up because I have so many thoughts going on simultaneously. But you mentioned about the elevator pitch. And this is obviously in my area of specialism, which is around messaging. And I know that when I got clarity on what my message is and who I help and was able to articulate it in a really succinct, clear way, I felt so much more confident about heading into these networking scenarios because I know that when we first met, we were on a screen of like four people and we go around the room and everybody gets to introduce themselves. And there is something very attractive about somebody that can speak who they are, what they do really clearly so you can understand instantly where you connect, what your overlap is. So I do believe that getting that messaging right to head into that scenario can actually increase your courage and make it easier. So anyone that's listening that hasn't got that bit sorted, just unlock that bit because then networking gets a whole lot easier. And so, right, we're going to wrap that bit up again and ask you about this, how it actually works and how to create that value opportunity, how your members do that in your group.
Absolutely. And I do love that you said that you really honed in that message of how important it is to be able to articulate what it is also that you offer and what it is that you're looking for and what it is that you need. It is so, so important because you're right. It does give us that level of confidence to actually go out there and share our message. And so I totally agree. That is absolutely very, very important because oftentimes that can hold us back from even approaching these networking opportunities because we lack that clarity of what we actually are looking for and what we're focusing on and what we need to grow our business. And so it seems kind of counterintuitive, but you're right. It's a fundamental step to have that clarity in your messaging and in who you serve and how you add value so that you could then take that and feel confident to expand that and to create leverage in your business through networking. And so to answer your question of the people that are not really sure what exactly does value mean, I think, first of all, if you're trying to network with somebody, this is where the listening part is super important to really understand what is important to them and what is that person looking for, and then how can you support them based on what it is that they need. So, for example, it could be offering some of your services and expertise. So if you're a branding strategist and a messaging expert and you speak to somebody who might need some assistance with it, the most obvious way is to lend a hand or to recommend some resources or to support or share some of the ways that they could improve on that messaging. So I think just leading with a little bit of help and value could be so, so powerful just right out of the gate. But even if that's not necessarily something that they need help with, it really boils down to what it is that that person is looking for. Perhaps you can make an introduction for them. Perhaps they're looking for a way to grow their own visibility. And so you could do a collaboration with them. You could say, hey, you know, I have my own audience and maybe there's synergies where my audience could benefit from your message and your audience could benefit from my message. And so maybe we could do a collaboration to support one another with growing our visibility. Maybe it is like my example with the summit that, you know, you want to participate in a summit and you want to support somebody by reaching out to your own network and bringing in people to make that summit even bigger, because then you have more contributors and you tap into more people's audiences and everybody supports each other to elevate each other and grow faster by doing it together. And so I think it's really just kind of about taking the time to understand what is that other person's goals and objectives and thinking about how you can support them. And sometimes even if you don't necessarily have an introduction right out of the gate, or you know they don't need your services right out of the gate, that's okay. Suspend your agenda. Sometimes it's about just, hey, we have great energy and I love your messaging and I love your tone and I love your who you are and your energy. And I would just love to stay connected and exploring opportunities to just support each other, because we're both in business and we're, you know, we could brainstorm some ideas so that maybe next time if you need a buddy to like bounce ideas off of or to get some feedback on your, you know, on your sales page or whatever it is, like I'm here, just call me up. I'll be happy to offer some help. So sometimes it's not just our directly our area of expertise, although that is the most natural and easiest way to start because that is already our core zone of genius. But it can be beyond that. It could be leveraging our other currencies, so to speak, that we have, like our time, like our network, like our support and cheerleading abilities, right? To even just create that community as well. That could be also just that level of support could also be value that you offer to other people.
Yeah. And when you think about it more broadly, there are so many ways that we can offer value. I really love how you've exemplified that in so many different ways. And one thing that's interesting, though, that I found happened to me at first, and I'm sure I'm not the only one, is that I could think about how I could give value, but I didn't know what to ask for. In fact, I was so thrown the first time somebody said to me, how can I support you? And I was like, how would I even vocalize what I want? And I think that comes a lot from being a sort of person that does it all themselves and sees themselves as self-sufficient. I know a lot of people in my community are similar to me in that way, in that we kind of work a little bit too hard and forget that we can receive, we can get support. And I think it's a really interesting thing to just take a look at your own business and say, what do I genuinely need that I can ask for, and get used to just in the asking. And I remember one of the first things that came to me was saying, actually, I've just started becoming a guest on other people's podcasts. If you know anyone that has a podcast that you think I'd be suitable for, or if you're a guest yourself and you're on the circuit, perhaps you might keep me in mind. And indeed, that has led to new relationships and guesting opportunities and conversations. And just knowing a simple thing that you can ask for is really, really powerful. Have you found that to be the case?
Absolutely.
As well?
So similar to how you had mentioned kind of understanding your elevator pitch and your message and how you add value. Similarly, it's important to reflect and to think about what are the areas that you could use some support in. And again, I would urge you not to be so explicit as in I'm looking for referrals or I'm looking for clients, right? That should hopefully come a little bit more organically. But like those opportunities, like you could, if somebody asks you, how could I support you? When somebody asks me today, how can I support you? My answer is I would love some introductions to people that are doing summits, to people that are podcasting, because I see this as doors opening into other things, right? And so it's about connecting with the right people in the industry, whether it's something you want to learn about. So for example, if you're focusing right now on learning a new strategy or a new skill, maybe you want some connections and introductions to people who do something like that so that you could get exposed to their world. You could follow them. You could learn from them. Sometimes it's even as simple as like, I'm looking for book recommendations because, you know, I want to expand my own learning. Even something that's like a very simple ask, right? But just reflect a little bit on what are some of these steps that you need to take in your business to grow and expand and scale faster. And oftentimes you will find that the road leads to introductions to new people that can also offer these types of opportunities for you, where you might find some synergies. Like you said, like the podcasting, right? If it's something that you're working on and you're looking to get on other people's podcasts to get more visibility, ask for introductions. Ask if somebody knows of somebody else who does summits or leads bundle giveaways, because those are wonderful, or is looking for different ways to collaborate, because those are wonderful ways to build your own audience and grow your visibility so much faster. And I find that it's so much easier to ask for something like an introduction than it is to be like, I'm looking for clients. Can you just refer clients to me? Right. So it's about really trying to figure out what are some of these things that are going to help you scale and leverage your business faster. And think about it from connections, think about it from resources, introductions, any kind of learning you want. If there's some learning that you're looking for, you can ask people, where did you go to learn about this strategy, or to learn about Facebook ads, or learn about SEO? Like, who are some of your go-to people? People naturally do love to share. They love to talk about their own experience. They love to talk about themselves. And most people genuinely love to help, and they like, it makes them feel valued, right? It makes them feel valuable as well. Who doesn't love this feeling that, like, I really genuinely helped somebody? And so you can tap into that, right? You can tap into that by asking people, but don't ask for things that are salesy, or because you're just going to end up pushing away. Ask for things that people love to share, like expertise, like recommendations, like tips and introductions.
Absolutely. Well, one thing that worked really well was asking to do an Instagram live together. And interestingly, people think, oh, I have to have a really big audience on Instagram if I'm going to invite someone to go live with me. And I'm not going to lie, there is a bit of a parity thing. If someone's got a massive audience, it might not be that you'll get that first opportunity to do a live with them if you have a really small audience. But I know that I have found great value in going live with others. First of all, sure, to build my audience and to have new conversations. But even if it's just to get a bit of practice, and I'm not even kidding, I've met wonderful people and we both said, oh, you know what, we should be going live a little bit more often on Instagram. Do you want to do one with me? Because that'll encourage me to step up and do it next week. And doing it with you is a great way of us doing a collab and just, you know, just testing it out and, you know, flexing our Instagram live muscles. And that was an amazing collaboration that grew. I ended up doing that quite a few times. It was just fun. I made a new friend. I got some practice in. I got the impetus to do something that I'd been putting off. So, you know, there are so many ways that collaborations can help our business. Like you said, it's not just, can you get me a next client? That's not the starting point at all. I completely agree.
I love that. I love that example. And again, you even brought up yet another example of how you can support one another with networking, is even just being accountability buddies. Even if it's not about necessarily, you know, doing, like, supporting each other in any other way beyond collaborations, you could just be accountability buddies, offer to just check in with each other once a month, see how you're doing, right? There's so many ways that we can offer value to other people. And when we truly tap into that and lead with how can we find, you know, different synergies and win-win opportunities, I can assure you, you will find so many, so many different ways.
I love that. Thank you, Anna. We always end each episode with a gentle invitation. Should somebody wish to take the first step on this journey, we call it our inspired action moment. So what could someone do today that is inspired by the idea of networking and wants to take another step forward?
So the first thing I would say is prioritize it. Take a look at your goals and your objectives and your to-do list. And where does networking fall in there? And for most people, it's not even on there, or it's a bit of an afterthought, or it's only tied and related to a means to get their next client. So the first thing I would say is reframe that networking for yourself and prioritize networking building activities as part of your ongoing role as a CEO. When you think about it, there are so many things we could delegate in our company as a CEO, right? We could delegate our content creation. We could delegate some of our marketing. We could outsource and get support in so many other ways. But networking is one of those things that is a CEO level activity that you need to be doing in order to continue to find exponential growth opportunities for your business. So I urge you, first thing, to prioritize it and make it a goal for yourself with quantifiable, measurable activities like attending networking events, like joining memberships or communities and taking advantage of different events and networking opportunities To connect with other people and schedule those coffee chats. And again, not to be confused with the coffee chats for potential clients as much as coffee chats for let's just get to know each other, learn, see if we vibe, learn if we could support one another, and just stay connected, right? So the first thing I'd say is definitely prioritize it and to take action on some of these things that help you plant these seeds and foster these networks and collaborations and relationships. And the second thing is, I would say, actively deepen your relationship. Again, it's not about just the quantity and continuously making more and more and more new contacts. You have to actually deepen these relationships with, and this is where, again, quality over quantity. Pick fewer people. Fewer people that you have really good energy with, that you have really good synergies with, that you feel compelled to support, where you could benefit them and you feel like they could support you as well. And just make sure to continue nurturing these relationships too. So go back to your existing network, see who can I connect with today? Who can I reach out to? Who could I just send a message, schedule a follow-up call, and see how we might be able to support one another in this entrepreneurial journey. And I promise you that with the right people and with the right attitude an outlook of nurturing and offering value and building genuine relationships with people, you will be able to strengthen your network and you will just be amazed at the opportunities that are opened up for your business.
Thank you, Anna. And if people want to find you online and learn more about your networking community, tell us where we can best find
you. Sure. So I lead a skill exchange membership for female entrepreneurs, coaches, consultants, where they basically come together to exchange their services and expertise and help each other build and grow their businesses. And beyond the skill exchange, it is a huge, huge opportunity for a very tight-knit community where we support one another, where we network, where we build those relationships, where we, to your point, flex that muscle of giving and adding value and leading with genuine offering of support to truly build that brand for ourselves and build those connections, do collaborations. And so you can find us at femunify.com. That is the name of our membership, or follow us on Instagram at femunify. That is where we hang out.
And those links will be in the show notes. Anna, thank you so much. It's been such a fun conversation about networking. And I'm certainly feeling fired up to deepen a few of those relationships, because I think I'm guilty of making some really good connections. And then I'm like, why haven't I touched base with them again recently? So like you said, I'm going to make sure I prioritize that this week. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Anna. It's been a pleasure. And I've just enjoyed chatting with you. You are so lovely. And thank you for all the amazing value that you add and your amazing, amazing messaging. It's so powerful. Thank you. For everything you do.
Oh, thank you. My thanks again to Anna for sharing all about the power of networking and community. And if you're an inspired and ambitious coach who wants to attract next level clients with your authentic brand messaging, make sure to grab a hold of my free training to elevate your brand messaging and attract hell yes clients that are motivated to follow your process and get the most outstanding results, and most importantly, light you up too. If you haven't yet seen that training, pop over into the show notes and download your training today. And so, have an inspired action week. Take care. Bye now.